Chapter 8, The Undeniable Sign. The next morning, the guys left very early to go fishing, and it was Sunshine and I alone in the house. I was glad of it, too, because I was not in the mood for conversation at all. I was so depressed and confused, still asking God why. While I was putting the daily load of washing in, Sunshine came out of her room. "Good morning, Mama. Feeling any better this morning?" She was always so sensitive to my mood, and she could tell that I was in a down mood then. "I'm all right, Sunshine. Why don't you go back to bed, Mama, and I'll fix you a breakfast and bring it to you." This was something she'd done so often, not only for me, but for my husband, for Darren and Dean. It was her way of saying, "I care." She truly has a servant's heart, I thought. "No, Sunshine, that's not necessary. I'm all right." "You know," she said, "we're going to be singing a special in church tomorrow. Do you want me to go see when Aunt Carol can practice today?" "Sure," I said. I sat down at the kitchen table. Sunshine went out the side door. Sissy and I have sung specials in churches since we were only 5 and 7. It was truly a joy when Sunshine started singing with us. We'd be going on a little church for a while. The congregation was small, but the joy and blessings were bountiful. There was so much love. We felt as comfortable there as in our own living rooms. Soon Sunshine came back. "And Carol said she'll come over as soon as she finishes the breakfast dishes, Mama." "Good," I said, still feeling somewhat removed from the conversation. Sunshine reached out her hand to take mine. "Let's go, Mama. I don't know what's bothering you, but I know God does, and we're going to pray that He will lift this burden from you." We went into my bedroom where we usually prayed together. Sunshine prayed long and hard for God leading and guiding in our lives. It seemed as though she knew what was my dilemma was. "Oh, God, show Mama so there's no doubt in her mind what you've asked her to do." After a while, we heard Sissy knock at the door. "I'm here, you guys," she hollered. "Where are you?" "In here," Sunshine yells back. Sissy came to the bedroom door. We were still kneeling in prayer. Seeing us, she said, "Oh, wait. We can wait on the singing. Would you like me to pray with you?" "Yes," Sunshine answered for both of us. "Mama really needs to hear from God, Aunt Carol." Sissy knelt beside us and began praying to God to personally touch me and give me the peace in what I was to do. Without a word from me, they both knew what to ask God for. When our prayers was over, I didn't have my answer, but I felt a sweet peace, and I knew the answer would come. Sissy and I and Sunshine sang for a couple of hours, not just practicing our song for church, but to praise our Lord Jesus. At that time, Darren had stopped going to church with us. My husband Gary rarely went. It was usually Sunshine, Sissy, Dean, and I, and some of Sissy's kids. That evening, after the guys got in, Sunshine asked Darren if he would go to church this Sunday. She told him she wanted to sing a song just for him. He agreed, so the next morning, Darren, Dean, Sunshine, Rick, and I headed for church. Sissy and her family went separately in their car. We had a visiting pastor that Sunday. After we sang, Sunshine took her seat between Darren and Rick. The pastor had given a good sermon and a rededication altar call. Much to my surprise, Darren went forward. Sunshine and I looked at each other and both began to cry. We had prayed for him so much. We were so touched by his recommitment. Sunshine got up and walked down the aisle and knelt beside Darren, put her arm around him. What a blessing. for all of us. They came back and took their seats. Darren leaned over with a big smile on his face. I'm back home, Mom. Back where I should be. My heart soared that day. We all rejoiced in Darren's salvation and rededication, especially Sunshine, who had prayed for him so many times. Now her prayers had been answered. We went back to church that evening. It was so good to see Darren joining in. That night, I thanked God for Darren's return, but then this burden of moving to Florida weighed down on me again. God, I prayed, please show me something soon. The next morning, I was standing at the kitchen sink doing my breakfast dishes and looking out the window when I heard Sunshine walk up beside me. She put her arm around my waist and her head on my shoulder. Mama, she said, Mama, you gotta do it. I spun around and looked in her eyes. I gotta do what, Sunshine? My heart sank. Oh, my goodness. I gotta do what? You gotta go. You gotta go where God has told you. I don't know where, but I know God told you. Do you know what you're saying, Sunshine? Do you know what God has asked me to do? No, not entirely. But I know God has told you, you have to go and take the family with you. Then chills came. Here was the sign I had waited for. That's what I needed, Sunshine. That's what I needed to hear so bad. I stood, arms raised, and thanked God for revealing to Sunshine what I needed. Sunshine was looking down at the floor. What's wrong, baby? I asked. Not me, Mama. Not yet, anyway. Horror. The thought of going anywhere without her was not at all in my plans. What do you mean, Sunshine? I'm not sure why, Mama, but I just know I'm not supposed to go when you go. I looked at her. I can't go without you, baby. Sunshine brushed away my tears. Mama, if God tells you to, you can do anything, and you must. I knew she was right. It wasn't going to be easy, but I knew I had to be obedient. I sat down, holding my head in my hands. Okay, God, you've given me the sign I asked for. Now give me the strength and the knowledge to do it. Remembering all the arguments I would get from other family members, I prayed, God, you'll have to do it. You'll have to open every door to every heart. I'll never be able to do it alone. Now comfortable that I knew what I had to do, but still feeling somewhat like Moses, I walked over to Sissy's. I don't even know how to ask her, God. I'm sure she'll say no. I know her like no one else, except maybe you. I knocked at the door. I was truly hoping she wasn't up yet. Then I could go home and think more about how to present this to her. Come in, Teresa, she yells from her back bedroom. I'd knocked so softly, I don't know how she heard me. She must have seen me walking over. I came in and sat down. Good morning, Sissy, I said. She was going down the hallway. I was still wondering how in the world I was going to broach this subject of moving to Florida. The very thought of it still seemed so bizarre to me. You're sure up and at 'em early, Teresa. Oh, I know. Without even thinking, I blurted out. How would you like to move to Florida? It pulled her up short, of course. All she could say was, to Florida? Yes, leave here and move your family to Florida. I surprised myself with my own abrupt questioning. While I was walking over to her house, I thought I would start by telling her about what God speaking to me and saying something about it. Well, she says, what brought all this on? I just need to know, would you consider moving to Florida? The only way I'd move anywhere is if God himself told me to, Teresa. You know how I feel about that. I do. Believe it or not, I was very relieved by her answer. I'm going to have to pray about it, Teresa. I hope you do, Sissy. I expect you to. You're talking about disrupting a lot of lives. I know, Sissy. Believe me, I know. You can bet I'm really going to have to pray about this one, sister dear, she says. I nodded and soon returned to my house. I wondered why I hadn't told her the whole situation about God speaking to me and about Sunshine's confirmation. Then in my spirit I knew why. It wasn't time yet. She needed to hear from God herself without any persuasion from me. Then I could tell her of my experience. While I was at Sissy's, Sunshine had called Rick and asked him what he thought about moving to Florida, as abruptly as I had asked Sissy. Even though he had never lived anywhere but Texas, he agreed and even asked his district manager who was there if there was a possibility of a transfer for him. The district manager had said yes. All that in less than a half an hour. I couldn't believe how smoothly it was all going. It seemed my fears were groundless. As soon as Dean and Darren got home, just as I had done with Sissy, no groundwork laid, I simply asked them, "Would you all like to move to Florida?" They both said they'd like to think about it. Up to this time, not one single person had said no. Darren asked his instructor at school if he could transfer. His instructor had a friend that lived in Orlando we would be moving to, and this friend was an instructor in a good school there. Not only would this friend help Darren make the transfer, but he'd give Darren special help in his new school. Darren's decision was made from that. Dean also agreed without hesitation. Gary resigned from his job and sent out resumes the same day for prospective jobs in Florida. Unbelievable, Sissy's husband did the same. Within 3 days, everyone had said yes. I could only marvel at it. The families joined in a discussion in Sissy's front yard to work out the details of our trips. It was agreed that Gary, Dean, Darren, and I would be the trailblazers and would go first. 2 weeks later, Sissy and her husband and their children would come, and then 5 weeks after that, Sunshine and Rick would come. They didn't seem to mind at all that their wedding would take place in Florida. Sunshine said it didn't matter where they got married as long as her family was there. And even Rick's parents said that they would fly over for the wedding. They were excited about it. So that was settled. Gary got a good job offer immediately. It looked like a good position and salary. He called them and accepted, and they told him they wanted him to report to work in 10 days. What I thought would take months was going to take shape in just a couple of weeks. Even though everything was working out, I still felt uneasy. We'd have to go there and settle in 10 days. We were already packing up the contents of the house. Sunshine had taken most of her belongings over to Rick's. Since they were making the trip together, she only kept what she needed to go to work for in and get by for the couple of weeks until they would leave. She decided to stay with Tinker, Sissy's oldest daughter. Sunshine and Rick each had a car. They decided it would be more practical to sell Sunshine's. Rick's was larger. They would rent a trailer and make the trip together in his car. I contacted my mother-in-law who lived in Florida, and she made arrangements for the wedding in a big, beautiful church she attended. She made the reservation for Sunday afternoon, August the 24th, Sunshine and Rick's wedding day. I could see that I had my work cut out for me. time for our departure was nearing, Sunshine and I clung even closer, rarely leaving each other's side. The night before we were to leave, we had a big family get-together, something like a bon voyage party. Our trailer was loaded and ready. All we had to do in the morning was get up, get in the car, and drive away. I still couldn't believe I was really leaving my home, my town, my church. The real hurt came when I remembered I would be apart from my Sunshine for 7 weeks. 7 weeks seemed endless, and I still had no idea why. Why in the world had God ordered this move? What could be His purpose? After the bon voyage party, we walked back home. I started to step inside, but Sunshine asked me if I would sit on the side porch with her for a few minutes. "I just want to talk to you one more time before you go, Mama. I need to tell you something." We went around to the side porch and sat on the steps. "What is it, baby? I'm all yours." The stars lit up the big Texas sky. There was no need for a porch light. "Mama, do you remember a couple of years ago when you and I went to that church of your friends, and the pastor and the congregation saw this light around me?" "Yes, baby, I remember it well. It's a night I'll never forget." "I've been thinking a lot about what he said for the past few weeks. You know, the part where he said God had a mighty work for me." "Yes, sweetheart, I remember. Have you been thinking about what that work might be?" "Yes, Mama, but..." She hesitated. "But what, baby?" "Mama, I don't feel worthy. I have failed God so many times. I've done things I knew were wrong, things I know must have hurt Him." Tears came in her eyes. "Oh, my sweet, sweet baby." I put my arm around her. "Let me ask you this, Sunshine. These so-called terrible things you did you openly and sincerely go to God and ask Him to forgive you?" "Oh, yes, Mama, I begged Him to. I was so sorry. I asked Him over and over to forgive me." "All right, then. What's the problem, Sunshine? You're not perfect. I'm certainly not perfect. You know, the very first time you asked God to forgive you, sincerely, He did it. And you know what? The second time you asked for forgiveness for the same indiscretion, He said, 'What am I forgiving you for? I see no sin on your slate. It's all been wiped clean.' That's what the blood of Jesus did. That's what He died for, so we can be free from that burden. Accept that, sweetie. You've done nothing you haven't asked forgiveness for, have you?" "Oh, no, Mama." "Well, then, your record in heaven is as clean now as when you were first born. You have no sins to your account, Sunshine." "Then God might use me for a mighty work?" "Well, Sunshine, that's up to God, how He uses you. He alone knows what He's called and ordained each of us to do. But you can bet your boots, as long as you're open and obedient. Mind you, I didn't say perfect. Only Jesus is perfect. We must always strive for that perfection, but we cannot be down on ourselves if we sometimes fail. You just pray that God uses you for the purpose that glorifies Him. Don't even look for glory for yourself, but pray that you can glorify Him." "Oh, Mama, I do. That's all I want. I hope that if Jesus tarries and I go home before the rapture, people who remember me will say, 'Sunshine was a real child of God.'" She was smiling. My husband came to the door. "Oh, there you guys are. It's late. We have a big day in front of us tomorrow. You better come in and go to bed." Sunshine and I got up, tugged each other, and went into the house to our bedrooms. "Mama," Sunshine called from her bedroom. "Yes, baby." "Maybe the work God has for me is in Florida." Maybe it is, sweetie. Maybe that's why he sent all of us there. We'll soon see, right? Right, she yells back. I readied myself for sleep and lay down in my makeshift bed. Our bedroom furniture was all loaded. I lay there thinking of my conversation with Sunshine. Then in my sleepy state I prayed. God, only you know what you have in store for her. She wants so much to bring glory to your name. She has such a sweet, loving spirit. She's always given much more than she's received. But you've seen it all, haven't you, Father? I don't need to tell you anything about her. You knew her before I did. Thank you for choosing me to be your mother. I hope I never let her or you down. With that, I fell asleep. Morning came, and without a word from me, everyone was out of bed. I awoke to hear them talking in the kitchen. I knocked at the door. 6:15. Looks like I'd better get up fast. My husband said he wanted to be on the road by 7:00, so I better get it together. Sunshine had ran over to Sissy's to make sure they were awake for our departure. Well, I thought, this is it. This is the big day. As I rolled up our sleeping blankets, I thought of leaving my sunshine, my baby girl. She's soon going to be a wife, and I hoped in time make me a grandma. Then I thought of my own grandfather. Sunshine and Rick's kids will be his fourth generation claim for God's glory. I was only 12 years old when my grandmother told me the story of how my grandfather had claimed us. Why only 4 generations, Grandma? Why not 10 or 100? I asked her. Well, Teresa, she answered, I asked your grandpa the same question. I reminded him that the righteous can claim 1,000 generations, according to the Bible, and here's what he told me. He said, Mama, I'm only claiming 4 generations, because after that, we'll all be in glory. After 4, we'll all be in glory, I thought. To think back on that now, I was so young. Grandchildren was an abstract idea to me. To think of my grandfather, who was only 24 and the father of 2 little children at the time, how he could have that kind of love and spiritual discernment. He died a few days after making his claim, so of course I never knew him, but I always felt such love for him, and I thank God for him. I quickly came back to reality. Boy, I gotta get busy. The rest of them will be waiting in the car, and here I stand reminiscing. I gathered our blankets and took them to the car. Rick was just driving around the corner, and Sunshine was walking down the driveway to meet me. Hi, Mom, he yelled. This is a big day, huh? Yes, I guess so, I said while I was walking over to where Sunshine and he were standing. Sunshine took my hand and put her arm around me. I looked at Rick. You'll take good care of her, right, Rick? Yes, ma'am, I promise. Don't worry, we'll be over there ourselves in 7 weeks, okay, Mom? This will be a long 7 weeks, I thought. Okay, Mama, you remember what we want as far as the house goes. You'll have to find that for us and have it waiting. Yes, Sunshine, I remember. A little white house with a white fence and big shade trees on a quiet street. Yes, Mom, and it must have 2 bedrooms, right? Right, Sunshine. And it's got to be cheap. We can fix it up, right, Rick? Sunshine asked. Right, Rick answered. And only a few blocks from you, Mama, okay? Okay, Sunshine, it's a tall order, but I'll see what I can do. I'll try my best. You can do it, Mama. If anyone can do it, you can. Sure, Sunshine, flattery will get you everywhere, I laughed. My husband was getting in the car and asked Rick again, you'll take care of her, right, Rick? Mom, he answered, shaking his head, she's not a little blind girl anymore. She'll be okay. all right, I said, point well taken. Just drive safely when y'all come over. With that, we joined the others. Sissy and her family were already standing there. Let's all pray, Sissy said. We joined hands while Sissy led in prayer. She prayed for our safe trip, for God to bless and protect and be with us. Then Sunshine prayed for us. Then Darren led. Then it was my turn. I, for the most part, prayed that soon we would all be back together and never have to be apart again. Then we all hugged and said our goodbyes, and I turned to Sunshine, took her face in my hand. Remember, my sweet baby girl, I love you with all my heart. And where you are, there's a big part of me. So you take care, and right often, I love, love, love you. We were both really crying. Me, you too, Mama, me, you too. My husband started the engine as I got in the car. Sunshine patted my hand. We pulled out of the driveway. Sunshine shouted, wherever you are, Mama, I'm there too. I looked at them standing there as we drove around the corner. Sunshine and Rick holding hands, waving goodbye. See you soon, I hollered. Then they were out of sight.